The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right. Very pleased with the evening I am. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Occasionally, I make a statement based upon what for me is historical precedent for my experience. And when I got out of the military, I got out of the military in 1990. The M16A2 three-shot burst rifle had just been fielded. The first generation of Kevlar helmets were out. We were wearing LBEs. Our trauma kits were one dressing. And that was our kit. They had Vietnam-era flak jackets, but I was never issued one. So, pretty essentially, Persian Gulf One, when they went to combat, that's exactly what they carried. However, I never was a soldier. I never ran with the equipment of the day. And I made a statement the other day that I was not going to do this and I was not going to do that. And somebody out there in the audience said, well, you should. So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about what he's segued into. Joining us now, he's a listener on the show. He's a military veteran, just retired after a full career with the military. We're joined by Paul Fitzek, or as I know him, Big Pooley. What's up, Paul?
Not much, Bill. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I am doing okay.
Good.
The genesis of this was that I got out there and said, well, you know, I never ran with a plate carrier, and I don't know anything about plate carriers, and I do have a chest rig, but I don't really want to carry one of those either. Just going to be the old, I've made my 21st century LBE, and you thought that was a bad idea. Take it from there, if you would. Let's talk about the 21st century kit that is out there and talk about the advantages to having one of those if you have to go somewhere into a shoot 'em up.
Oh, sure. You know, the whole, you know, your first line gear, you know, the stuff you need with you every day, you know, your pistol, your IFAC, your first aid pouch, your, well, whatever you got, your knife, flashlight, etc. It's great to have, but in the event force escalation, things get from beyond pistol range, it's always good to have either your plate carrier, your rack pouch. You know, the modern type LBE is, you know, something to go to. Your second line of defense, second line kit, you know, for war fighting. You know, so that's always a plus. You know, the war belt, your battle belt, that is fine. You're going to be wearing that pretty much 24/7, you know, in a contingency, you know, the stuff hitting the fan. But if you need to go to a higher level of personal security, you want to have the plate carrier in the trunk, the, you know, the body armor. So, you know, you don't take one unnecessarily. So, Yeah. That's where I'm coming
from. One of the things that I noticed and I remember is like when we would go to gunnery, which in Germany we went to gunnery like every month. When we'd be doing that fire maneuver and we would get ready to go into the prone, a lot of guys would unbuckle their LBE and spread it so they weren't laying on top of it. Because sure. The way these things were set up, you were laying on top of your ammo, too.
Yep.
And I've noticed that the Israelis have gone to something. They've got these coverall vests that ride really high on the chest, but everything on the waist is just on a regular belt, sidearm. You know, and then that's it, really. That's all that's on their waist is their sidearm. All of their ammo and everything is up there to where when they go into the prone, they're sort of propping up on it instead of it laying on it. Is that the kind of thought process that went into this generation of gear?
Yes, absolutely. Before we were running the slick, basically just a plate carrier to hold your plates and some ammo pouches. It sits really high up, you know, almost to, you know, your throat. So if you were in the prone, you know, the plates and the body armor is not jamming up against your chin. Prior to that, we had the Eagle Cirrus, which was the full soft body armor insert. It went from the base of your neck all the way down past your navel. But that was all well and good. Everybody put all their mag pouches in the front, everything in the front. But when you went in the prone, your butt's sticking up in the air.
Right.
So the genesis of that was you go with in a defense, not so much. But if you're out on a foot patrol, dismounted patrol, you know, humping up in the mountains of Iraq and Afghanistan, you want to have the least amount of equipment on. You want to be able to be mobile, so therefore a slick plate carrier, Cry Precision, Eagle, you know, Mayflower, the myriad of companies out there.
Right.
You can get a slick plate carrier. Just put, you don't need 10 or 12 magazines on there. You know, 3-4 mags in a pouch on the front. It sits high enough up, so if you get in a prone, you can still access your magazines for reloading and your pistol for backup. So that's the new genesis now, is everything sits higher up. So it's better to have it up higher than lower, because you can, and like the previous topic, you can, it's not wanted, but you can take a round to the belly better than you can take a round to the sternum. So
are you wearing it that high is also sort of an added layer?
Yes.
We're coming up on the first break now. You're about to start your own company, which is going to be sort of a prepping service. You want to put out any of that stuff right now, or is it too premature for that?
No, we're in the process of, you know, doing all the LLC incorporation.
Right, right.
But the company is going to be Prometheus Contingency Solutions. Basically, instead of the doomsday preppers, you know, the woman in her pantry, this is going to be a company that supports and
keeping the stuff in the pantry.
Oh yeah, it's beyond the stuff in the pantry. It's more of a tactical. Okay, it's great if you've got 5 years of 25-year shelf life food in your premises. How are you going to go about securing that?
Yeah.
So
that's sort of important.
Yes, it's more of a tactical approach instead of going to Costco and buying, you know, $5,000 worth of dehydrated food.
Right.
Well, what are you going to do once you get that? Do you have water, water source? Do you have medical supplies? Hold, you know, the full gamut, you know, providing for a customer more of a tech. Are you going to bug out or bug in? If you're going to bug in, is your house secured? How are you going to secure your house? You
can't talk about that coming up.
Yep.
Talk about that coming up.
Yep.
What was the name of that again? Prometheus?
Prometheus Contingency Solutions.
Prometheus Contingency Solutions. That's coming up soon. Coming up on the first break, my guest this hour, Paul Fitzek. We're talking about the things I never got to try. We're talking about the things he's going to teach people. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
occupation has to be boring.
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com.
The weapons you want without any delays.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Continuing to explore that which I do not know. Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out. Join me. Don't walk alone when you're going around carrying a gun. Second Call Defense. My guest this hour is Paul Fitzek, military veteran. How long were you in the military, Paul?
24 years.
24 years. Let's give a little roll call of your qualifications and everything you did while you were in the military real quick. Without, of course, giving away stuff that you have to track me down and kill me for.
Sure, not a problem. Joined the Army in 87. I was the recruiter's dream, trying to keep it clean here.
Right.
Walked in airborne infantry with a ranger option, and you just seen those guys clamor to grab me. So did the infantry, 11 Charlie, mortarman, up until about 96. Got out of the Army, came back in again after a short time of thinking about going to school and realized that, civilian life wasn't for me. I missed the military, came back in, went in special operations, and was special operations ever since, and got out of the Army in 2012, and realized up here in the Pacific Northwest, in the shadow of Mount Rainier, there's a lot of tree huggers and hippies, but they don't have a concept of, anything tactical, so there was definitely a little niche we could fill with the new business, and hopefully it'll take off.
I think you will, simply because for somebody in the military, there's a lot of dogma involved in military training.
Sure.
That you can sidestep and adapt much more agilely as a civilian, or at least that's what I've found.
That's true.
You like that? You like that?
Oh, yeah.
Now, back to the gear part of it. Now,
sure.
Let's talk about the two main things that are out there. The military issue, which I believe that's a wraparound vest. Do they call that an IOTV, or have they changed for that now?
No. Big Army is still using the IOTV, the improved outer tactical vest.
Right. And that is covered with their equipment for something they call the FLIT. That little mesh vest that has all the molly on it that they strap everything to.
Yeah, the little FLIT. Yeah, I can't remember.
FLIT. There you go. FLIT.
Yep. FLIT. The little, I can't remember the acronym, but load carrier. Yeah. Yep.
Now, on some operations, you got the FLIT is meant to only be worn with armor, right?
Yes, it can be worn with armor or without. Being in the special operations side of the house, we had a separate CIF, on Fort Lewis, when you went to your central issuing facility, your CIF for all you military guys. We had a separate, First Special Forces Group had a separate CIF station where we got the cool guy stuff, let's just put it
right,
that
way. Right, right, right.
So, but you were still issued the basic stuff, and that's what you, jumped with, or, you got dirty, for training. But we also, when you got into the group or into whatever special operations unit you were, you had a special issue from the supply sergeant that was the cool, the Cry Precision pants, the Cry Precision
right.
cage plate carriers, which are, thousands of dollars. You got issued the cool guy stuff, and so that's – we were – you could easily tell an operator / big army guy by the gear that we're wearing, or lack of gear, So there was definitely a difference. But what you said is true, yes. The big army is still using the IOTV. Every pouch is where it's supposed to be. You can't put the IFAC on the wrong side or the sergeant major will kill you. So,
That's actually part of the display, and they got to have it looking like that. It has to be uniform, right?
Yeah, yeah, special ops side of the house. Hey, if you want to run with it, run with it. But now you've got to the point where they've actually issued out a policy letter to the special ops community that if it was an issue to you for your, SGLI life insurance, it has to be unit issued. Because if you get shot with an unapproved plate carrier, your spouse or your family won't get your benefits and you die. So
Who came up with that stupid idea?
Well, that was, hey, way up there in the levels of U.S. Army Special Operations Command, guys in the internet age, in the modern gear age, it's just not like when you and I were in the military. All you had was your Alice pack, your butt pack, your pistol belt, the suspenders, and that was it. There wasn't a whole lot of equipment.
But they had to be set up a certain way because of a display. We had to have a display of that on our wall lockers all the time, showing that stuff. I remember distinctly wrestling with the Coke cans to get them out of the old ammo pouches when they called what I refer to as a hot alert, when we really thought something was happening on the East German border. We're all the way there. You could tell where the 1st Armored Division was going because they were empty canned drink cans that we'd stuffed in there to make the ammo pouches stand out.
I can sympathize with that because my first unit, United States Army, was Berlin Brigade when the wall was up. So the nickname for us was the Parade Brigade.
Yeah.
You had an LCE, you had it for sergeant's time, you had it for field training, and you had a nice little garrison parade one. So I know where you're coming from on that one.
We've run out. We're going to talk about the new things when we get back. We're going to talk chest rig. We're going to talk plate carriers. I want to ask you about some things that a lot of people say would be great that the Army won't adopt. And I don't know if you have any knowledge of them, but this stuff has been out there a little bit. Stay tuned here, because as soon as his website launches, of course, I'm going to put the word out for him. Because for those of you who don't know, I think Paul can give you a crash course on surviving things that might go sideways. And give you the crash course on something that you can't really get the quantifiable part of it without actually having lived it. And I don't care if somebody, there's a lot of people, but the only time I care is when somebody comes up and says, I know what it's like to be in the military. My brother was in. That sort of sends me off. That sort of makes me lose my mind. But the rest of it doesn't bother me. If somebody wants to, just because they didn't stand in the chow line with me in basic training, if they want to learn the other stuff, okay, fine, let's try to teach them that. So
yep.
I am good to go.
Good.
Prometheus Contingency
Solutions.
Do you have any idea when that's going to launch? You got to go through all the. You got to go through all the state stuff.
Yeah. It'll probably be later this summer.
Very good. My guest is Paul Fitzek. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for an edge. Eliminating the false. Creating a fusion between man and weapon. This is S3F Evolution. S3F ignores the naysayers, stepping out of the box and reimagining weapons modification with an approach that is altogether different. Paying special attention to the components that shake the shot, S3F smooths the space between each pull of the trigger, equaling more rounds down range in less time. S3FSolutions.com. In an imperfect world, accuracy matters.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's very important to have an open mind when you're trying to continue to expand your skill set. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Indeed. Indeed. Do not go out walking alone. Take Second Call Defense with you. Joining me again as Prometheus Contingency Solutions gets ready to open up sometime later on this summer, is Paul Fitzsick, who has been a loyal listener and a military veteran, and the only one I listen more to than myself is somebody who spent more time in the uniform than I did. More modern time, because I'm trying to get up to date. Now, let's talk chest rigs.
Sure.
Chest rigs, I know that we see a lot of insurgents that wear nothing but the chest rig, which is, in the past I've sort of said, well, the insurgents don't wear no plates, and that's been my comfort for myself, for not wanting to wear plates, because I never wore plates. And except for where it lands on your body, the chest rig is sort of, depending on how you set it up. Now, I've seen some chest rigs out there where you can carry 12 magazines in those things.
Yeah, there are those that have the 12 magazine pouches, as it were, behind the Molly, like the old Ranger rack system.
Right.
Chest rig as well. But then you're talking weight, And really, you know, in very few limited situations, do you even go through, you know, four mags or five mags. You know, it's usually very hot action, very fast. So therefore, 12 mags is basically overkill. You bring, we always had, use a SOC policy, U.S. Army Special Operations Command policy, was you had to have double your basic load. Instead of having seven magazines, you had 14. But, of course, you're not wearing all 14 on you. Jeez, you know, a big guy, you're going to be, you know, going to be heavy. So.
Well, when I had HSGI as a sponsor, they sent me this rig, and I set it up with AR-500 armor plates. I put a water bladder on the back and filled that up. And it could it would run 14 magazines. I put those in there. And then I had an IFAC on the front of it. And I think I stuck a pistol on there with a G-code fastener and everything.
Yep.
And I stood up in all of that stuff. And if I had actually started running with this on and tried to stop, I think I would have flipped over and just landed on my on top and just stayed that way, like a weevil.
Yeah.
That seemed extremely top heavy, but I mean, they talk about how the modern soldier, the modern foot soldier, is hoisting around about 80 pounds of gear, sort of taking away a lot of mobility. Am I correct in that?
True. Is you definitely feel it after you've been wearing it all day,
yeah. Right?
For you know, missions that have gone on for multiple days, but. You are basically, what we were running was the plate carrier, plates, anywhere from 5 to 7 mags on the body, more mags on the belt. You also had your 3-day assault pack, which was more ammo, radio batteries, whole nine.
Right. Right.
And then back in your vehicle, your tactical vehicle, that is where you had your whoopee. You know, your chow, your water, the whole nine yards. But, yeah, you were definitely running around with a whole lot of kit on, basically on your upper body. And there was a few instances with, like, the Rangers in Afghanistan that they had foregone the plates. They said, heck with it, we want to be mobile, we're climbing up these mountains, you know, 60-degree slopes. I don't want to, you know, be encumbered by it. So they went in the slick, but with the modern equipment today, with the plates are getting lighter, the polyethylene, basically the plastic plates, the kit is getting lighter, but still to fight, you still need your communications gear, your bullets, your water, you know, and all the other war fighting essentials, knives, flashlights, you know,
right.
Grenades, so... You're still humping a lot of gear. Even if you try to minimize it, you're still, you know, if you run extra large e-sappy plates, you know, you're talking, you know, 18, 20 pounds right there just in plates.
Yeah, but compared to an AR-500 armor plate, which weighs about 14, 15 pounds by itself,
yeah.
On the front and on the back, that's still a weight savings. Before we run out of time on this, when somebody is going out there looking for, say, a plate carrier or a chest rig. You talk about, like, I would love to have some Cry Precision stuff. However, I look at stuff like that at that price point as, like, the latest driver that, you know, Callaway comes out with.
Sure.
I can go out and buy the latest driver. It's not going to cure my slice. I'm sure there's something I can get by with. What, I mean, if you had to make a... plate carrier. If I asked you to recommend one plate carrier to somebody, right off the top of your head, who would be making that plate carrier?
Actually, it's a toss-up between two. If you know anything of a company called SKD,
I do.
They make a Pig.
Yep.
Pig is awesome. I have one. Or
okay.
A Mayflower armored plate carrier, APC. Those are the two. You know, Pig... You know, 2 and change, the APC right now, extra large, is probably...
250.
Yeah, about 250, yeah, you know.
And a lot of, the thing about the Mayflower is a lot of people do things that are modular with Mayflower. Haley Strategic does, G-Code does.
Sure.
A lot of people are doing stuff that are modular with them. So I guess that's an indicator of how good this stuff is. And is that like about the magic price point, $250 and looking for the right gear?
Sure. Yeah. Because, you know, you could spend, you know, close to $1,000 for Pry Precision, but now you could have saved $700 and put that into ammo or another gun. And, you know, nowadays, you know, this stuff isn't, you know, as long as you go through a reputable company, there's also another company that's great there in Fayetteville, North Carolina, outside of Fort Bragg called TYR, Tier Tactical.
Yes, yes, yes.
They make great stuff too, but, you know, it's, as long as you're not buying the Condor stuff, you're okay. You know, so a good company, reputable, you know, there's a lot of good kit out there. You just have to, you know, it's looking for a car. You got to see, you know, what works for you.
Right. So. And you don't have to go broke doing it, do you?
No. Hey, you know, there's nowadays Craigslist, Amazon, not Amazon, Craigslist, eBay, you know, you can find the stuff you want if you don't want to pay full, you know, retail. So.
When we get back, we're going to talk plates, what not to look for, because I know that you've seen some of the stories you've told me about plates and everything, that you make your recommendation about that. Prometheus Contingency Solutions, that's coming soon, sometime this year. When it does, you will hear about it here. You haven't heard the last of Big Pauly, of course. Big Pauly is going to be coming back and talking the gear stuff with us, and we're just scratching the surface. We won't get to it, but I want to talk. You know, I have medical people that I like to have their gear play, and but I haven't talked to any about that yet, and that's coming up soon. But my guest this hour is Paul Fitzek. This is Lock and Load.
Now you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at Second Call Defense. Hey, Ben, how do I sound tonight? How do I sound tonight? I'm trying not to be as hoarse, although I've had a couple of little coughing spurts here. I'm okay? Well, that's good. I only had a week to get over. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right. Very soon there's going to be a new company out there on the horizon called Prometheus Contingency Solutions. Joining me again from those folks, because they know more about some of the stuff I talk about than I do, is Paul Litzik. Now, we've talked about the tactical nylon parts, and you've recommended, once again, Mayflower Research and the SKD Tactical Home Brew, the pig yep. Rack, which, isn't that one a little bit convertible?
Yes, it is. You can, there's a bunch of the cummerbund options. You can go to slit cummerbund, molly cummerbund,
right.
Play pockets, ventilation. Yeah, it's really good. It's a good system. I have one. I run it.
You run it. Now, talking about plates. Now, one of the things I've always said, and this is without knowing what I was talking about, okay? One of the reasons that I, when I had plates and they were AR-500 armor, that was because I didn't have an S, what was it, S4? What was supply? I can't even remember that.
Yeah, S4. Yep.
I didn't have my own S4 to go to. I didn't have my own supply sergeant to where when I dropped these things on a corner or something, when I knew I'd cracked it or something, that I couldn't just go turn it in and get another one issued to me.
Sure.
However, that's, in the long run, not really that practical of thought process, is it?
Well, it's all about levels of protection, and you get what you pay for. My plates are military, E-Sappy, multi-hit, 7.62x5.4 armor-piercing incendiary, but normal, you know, unless you're taking on ISIS right now.
Right.
You know, your steel with the Line-X on it, you know, the AR-500, those will be fine.
Well, let's talk about the steel, because you and I had this conversation. I thought it was rather a good conversation. The big difference between the ceramic-based plates versus the steel plates with the lining sprayed on it to catch the spall is that with the ceramic plate, there is no spall. It catches around and holds everything. Whereas you're basically relying upon something that was spray painted onto the steel to catch the spall, and these things shred up every time I've ever seen them tested. That lining is the first thing coming off. It when it hits, it digs up underneath it, and you have like this. Is it convex or concave? You have a shape coming, a bulge of that line that spray on coming out of it, and it has a limited shelf life, doesn't it?
Well, that is true. Yes, that will, potentially due to heat, because we're talking steel, and if you're in the Southwest or across the pond, that coating can come off of the steel, won't adhere anymore, and fail. One way you get around that is if you have an industrial sewing machine and you can find Kevlar by the foot, you just
right.
So Kevlar, well, spall liner, basically, around your plates that are steel, you can get away with that. But normal person won't do that.
But, I mean, isn't the thing about Kevlar, isn't that primarily multi-layers? Will one layer of Kevlar hold the spall?
I don't think one. But you'd have to have multiple layers weave going different directions. But
right.
When you're talking about a steel plate, you're also you're talking steel, whereas the ceramic or polyethylene will catch the round. You don't get a ricochet. Now, if you're wearing a steel plate and you're three quarters on a target and you get shot, there's a potential that bullet can catch you regardless of what coating's on there. You can have a ricochet issue where it gets you right up in the throat and, it's goodnight, Irene.
Yeah, not immediately, which is worse.
No. Yeah.
So that's worse to it's not goodnight, Irene, but night's coming, Irene, just sit there and bleed out. Or as they would say, exsanguinate.
Yeah, that is true, yes. With the normal ceramic in front of soft armor, level 3 or level 4, inside of a Mali vest with pouches and tactical 1,000 Cordura or 500 Cordura with your pouches, you're not going to get any spall. You're not going to get any ricocheting or anything. But if you're running a steel plate, there's always that one in a million chance that it's the wrong day to be wearing it. So,
just out of curiosity and the closing moments, let me ask you a couple of questions about things I've always worried about. As somebody who has been in the field, and I've looked at the various things, with these chest rigs and with these plate carriers riding as high as they do, how often in a firefight have you ever had troops come back to you that their magazines took hits and they lost ammo because they got hit with a 7.62 by 39, which stopped it, but that was 30 rounds they couldn't fire?
None that I can...
Really?
My guy. Okay. But there was definitely stories of, rounds hitting the magazine. Either the rounds in the magazine stopped the round, because we're talking AK rounds.
Really, right.
The velocity difference between an M4 and an AK. But we heard stories downrange about that. But, hey, magazine took the round. Hey, it's one you didn't take, so.
Right. Why are they all moving from the traditional MICH, the Kevlar type helmet, to what I only know of as the bump helmet? Now, I've seen the guys in Delta wearing those in Black Hawk Down, but are they that much better? I mean, is the way I see some of these things set up, they're just another thing to carry some other gear on it.
Yeah. In the old days, you had the original, the Mitch, then the Mitch turned into the special ops were the first ones that were wearing, the Mitch helmet, the modular internal communication helmet. Okay, we were first wearing that, no visor like the old Kevlars we had in the 80s.
Right.
And now with modern technology, towards the end, we were running and still running the OpsCore fast helmets.
Right.
The high cut. with the rails on it, and then everybody becomes their own photographer because they put the GoCam on it.
Yeah.
Or GoPro camera, you know, and they shoot their own video. But anyway. Yeah, that's the new thing now because it's a the ballistic one and the carbon fiber one, the bump. You know, it's you still got to run your nods, and it's not really a high threat environment, but you don't want to, you know, clearing a room, you know, bang your head on the door and knock yourself out. So you have some sort of, you know, protection, like the old Pro-Tech, like you saw in Black Hawk Down.
Right.
But when it comes to more of
those were Pro-Tech helmets in Black Hawk Down? Because I know Pro-Tech's still out there, and you can actually afford a Pro-Tech helmet. I can.
Yeah. Those were the first generation Pro-Tech. Yep.
Ah, now see my eyes are open.
Yeah, you still find in a team room somewhere every once in a while. Somebody opens up a Foot Locker and be like, oh, what's this?
So, it would not do for me to go where there's some kit laying around where all the other guys are off that day. I just, you know, I that'd be like a candy store for me. Paul, I'm about to run out of time. I appreciate you taking it. I want to do this again simply because we barely covered any gear at all. But I mean, I know so little about this stuff that what we have covered has been sort of educational for me. So thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you.
Prometheus Contingency Solutions, that's coming soon. You will hear from Paul again, of course.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you.
We'll do it again tomorrow, folks, as time seeps away. 1, 2, 3. Do it again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that's sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.